I went to Walu last year in November to be a minister, and then the church sent me back here to start a Tuvaluan congregation because I'm an Australian citizen. This was an idea put forward by the ex-president of the Uniting Church, Professor James Hare, about establishing a Tuvaluan congregation in here, because the Uniting Church, together with the Catholic and the Anglican, right now are pushing the government for Tuvaluan people to come here free of visa. May last year, when the Uniting Church had their assembly conference in Melbourne, the president of the Tuvaluan Church was interviewed on ABC channel, and he was pleading to the governments of Australia to accept the people in Tuvalu due to the rising water that affecting the lives of the people. And as I said, I went there last year, and I have seen things change in the last 20 years that I left the country. One afternoon, I went with the federal police that based in there to the end of the island. There was like a causeway there that joining to the another small island. It was just an ordinary high tide, and the waves was coming from one end to the other end, to the lagoon side. This is just an ordinary high tide. And I said to this guy that this never happened before. And I seen the amount of land that has been eaten by the water as well. So the damage that the water is doing in Tuvalu is quite scary. And the people of Tuvalu, especially those who have been to Australia, New Zealand, USA, Canada for further education, they see the danger of this rising water in Tuvalu. But those who live in Tuvalu itself, they don't seem to comprehend this. So, as I said, I've been there just a few months back, and I see things has been changed. When Tuvalu hit by a drought, we don't get bore water like we get in here. We get water reserves, and if a drought hit Tuvalu, there is no other way that they can supply of water. They rely heavily on coconut tree to drink the juice, because sometimes I think it was last year that there was a 6 month drought that they didn't have any rain. And I was talking to my brother, and he said he used up all his tank water that in his two tanks, and they hardly have any shower. So the sea is a major place that people they go and use for bathing, for cooking when they run out of water. So those are the things that are really affecting Tuvalu. Last year when I was there, I see this change. I was thinking to myself, what I can do for my people? As I discussed with, Wendy, that Tuvaluan ministers, they hang on to that old belief that there will be no more flood. And I said to her that I have a quite a hot debate with this one of the Tuvaluan ministers on the internet last night. So because I was just that close to tell him that his theology is out of date. This is not something that created by God, if we all believe in God. This is something that created by human being to destroy the planet. So in the words of the Tuvaluan Prime Minister, in his, I will pass this later for you people to read. He said in the, he understands that industrial country, they're not doing it in purpose, but they are doing it to better the lives of their people and their country. But somewhere that the Tuvaluan people and people in the Pacific in low-lying country that seems to suffer from all the gas that pumped into the air by all these industrial country. And I am totally agree with that remark from our Prime Minister back in Tuvalu. New Zealand has agreed for Tuvalu to migrate 75 people every year to New Zealand. Australia haven't made any commitment whatsoever. I was interviewed last year on ABC channel together with Philip Roddick. He is a hard case. And he just said no. Tuvaluan people just want to come here free of visa instead of going through the right channel. So I pointed out to him, for Tuvaluan to go through the right channel, no one will qualify to come here. They don't have the money. Because nowadays, for you to come to Australia, you got to have the money to survive on your own for the first 2 years if you can't get a job. No Tuvaluan can save $10,000, $20,000 in a bank. They just live from one pay to another. In the word of the ex-prime minister of Tuvalu when he addressed the Kyoto Protocol, he said, if this will happen, Tuvalu will be the first country to go underwater. And there is no doubt about it. Tuvalu, Kiribati, all those low-lying islands in the Pacific are the first victim of this rising water.